Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your favorite social butterfly, Adam.
是吗 ？Social butterfly， 你是交际花哦。
Maybe 10 years ago.
现在呢，你有一点社恐，社交恐惧吗
？Yeah, from time to time. COVID definitely did not help with social anxiety.
Oh, right. 其实这个词社交恐惧或者我们中文也把它简称为社恐啊。我觉得是近一两年来我在中国媒体或者就自己朋友圈里都越来越多看到的一个词。那我们今天呢就要跟大家讲讲社交恐惧在英文里面要怎么说。以及我觉得就像 Adam 说的每个人可能不同程度的To a different degree, 都会有这么一点点的社交恐惧，对吧？
Right, it's funny because human beings are social creatures, even if we want to be by ourselves, we really can't be. But you're right, all of us, to one degree or another, suffer from some kind of social anxiety.
好，那，哎，why don't we just start with this term?社交恐惧的英文就是你刚刚说的
Social anxiety
好那 social 就是社会的或者社交的啊那后面这个词是什么
Anxiety This is like being really really nervous Like more than nervous
对 anxiety 就是恐惧或者焦虑的意思所以呢这个词其实在现在我们生活中也用的很多除了社恐以外很多人焦虑嘛这是一个非常普遍的一种 emotion.
Exactly. I said all people before. I should probably just say many, 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 many people, but a lot of us anyway.
好那 anxiety 这个词它怎么拼呢
That would be anxiety.
对它的这个形容词叫 anxious, 就是更重会听到有那个 X 的音 anxious.
I'm giving a more North American pronunciation. British people, there would be more of a slight k in there. Anxious.
Oh, okay. 好，谢谢 Adam 的发音 tips. 那我们讲到，比如我有社交恐惧，这个英语要怎么表达呢？
Well, you can always say I have, but as I mentioned earlier, we often use the word suffer from.
哦、oh, ，对，就是说到很多的一些，有一些 issue 啊，有些问题或者一些心理疾病，就是会用 suffer from 这个短语哈，这个搭配。
Sure, and that's not limited to your mental health. That could be really any kind of disease or ailment.
对对对 right?
I suffer from a cold.
或者头疼 ，I suffer from a headache.
Right.
然后也不需要是很严重的，对吧？就是刚刚你说的 ，to some degree, we all experience some kind of social anxiety. 所以也可以说，哦 ，I suffer from some social anxiety. 我有一点。
Yeah, or a bit. I suffer from a bit of social anxiety.
是是是，所以很口语的这种表达完全是 OK 的啊。好，那既然我们说了很多就是不同程度的社恐，现在我们就来说说，比如很轻的啊，甚至到比较严重的。
Okay, so I already said a bit. You could also say I have mild anxiety.
对，因为 mild 这个词 M-I-L-D 就是比较轻微的，然后呢，比如轻微的头疼，你也可以说 I suffer from mild headaches.
Right, or the doctor might ask you to describe a symptom, and you can say I have a mild headache.
对对对，所以这个 mild 在形容你自己的一些不舒服的时候也很常用啊。好，那如果是比较严重的呢？
So here, the word we would use is severe.
Oh, severe. 我本来想问你是不是 serious, 因为我们知道 serious 也是有严重的意思。
You probably could use serious. You definitely would not use strict.
Oh, yeah. Strict 是爸爸妈妈对孩子或者老师对吧比较严厉严格那个是 strict.
Right, right. So the bridge between serious and strict is this word severe. You can use severe in many, many, many cases to talk about your health.
对对。好还有其他的词吗
Well, an adjective that means very severe would be crippling.
Oh, crippling. So this comes from the word to cripple. 就 cripple 就是你跛脚不能好好的走路，所以它这里形容的会比喻的就是真的已经严重到影响你的日常交往交际生活。
Right, you just cannot function in society.
那当然这种特别 severe or crippling social anxiety, 是需要专业的帮助和指导治疗啊。其实讲了那么多的 social anxiety 这个名词，我们能不能用就是把刚刚 anxiety 变成它的形容词 anxious， 用 anxious 来表达我有社交恐惧，我是社交恐惧的人。
Yeah, you can just say I am socially anxious, she is socially anxious.
So from social anxiety, 我们这里就变成了 socially anxious.
You got it.
OK, 其实这几年我在北美看到特别挺多的年轻人穿的 T-shirt 或者戴的那个棒球帽上面会写一个 The Anti-Social Social Club. 所以这个 Anti-Social 是不是也有社交恐惧就不太喜欢出去社交 social 的意思
Right, right, exactly. Not necessarily because you feel anxious. You might just not like people.
So this word is a little, 其实它有两层不同的含义。因为我记得我以前在大学上什么Introduction to Sociology, 社会学介绍课001里面讲到一个概念 ,antisocial, 是说反社会的然后会做出很多对这个社会非常不好的举动。
Right, right. So antisocial behavior is...not, generally speaking, good behavior. But antisocial can also be much, much less serious. It can just be somebody who does not like to go to the pub.
Just not very sociable, 对吧?
Right.
好,既然讲到 sociable, 我们接下来教大家一些呢,我觉得是更加简单,然后可能更口语的一些表达。我有社交恐惧,然后我就是不那么喜欢去 party 啊, events 啊,跟好多陌生人的这种场合啊。那这些说法呢,它还有这些单词,其实都跟这个词 social 相关。
That's right. So one you already mentioned, Jenny, sociable.
Oh, sociable, 就是 social, 我们把它变成 S-O-C-I-A-B-L-E, 很常见的一个形容词后缀啊。
That's right. Now, the question us teachers always get is, what's the difference between sociable and social when we're describing somebody who does like to go to that party or who does like talking to new people?
Yeah, 对,可以说 I'm not very social 吗?
Yes, you can. In this case, they are pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, I think this is a really good expression. 就是特别别人请你去一个 party 什么的,然后你说我真的不太想去人太多了 then you can politely say, thank you, but I'm not very sociable. I'm not very social, yeah.
Both are fine.
I don't like having fun.
I am a huge party pooper.
好，其实社交如果查词典的话呢，就最对应的动词应该是 socializing, 对吧？
Yeah, so socialize is another one of those words that you probably came across in sociology.
Yeah, in my 101,
right? Probably week 2 or week 3. And this is one of those words that also has two levels of meaning. One of them is that, again, going to the party, talking to new people, that is socializing. But speaking of moms and dads, when their kids are young, they socialize their kids.Meaning that you have to teach the kids how to function in a society.
对对对，就是我们每个人都要从小开始学的功课啊，学 how to interact with people in a society.
Or we did a lesson recently for all the cat moms and the dog moms. Well, you need to socialize your dogs as well. Teach them how to be around other dogs so they're not always when they see a dog.
Right, or they're not always socially awkward.
Socially awkward dogs. I think those are called cats.
Oh. 说得好。好，那接下来我们看这个词呢，就是 socially awkward。Mm. awkward 就是很尴尬，很尬，所以大家就会 get 它的意思。I'm socially awkward, or he's socially awkward, or my cat is socially awkward.
Right, right. So before, the people who were the most socially awkward were nerds.Somewhere along the way, nerds became cool, so I don't know if
that... Hot, become hot.
Right, they're really hot, so I don't know if that comparison still exists or not. But generally speaking, if you are socially awkward, you're just bad at it. You lack social skills.
对，这其实这两组词是常常出现在一块儿的，就是一个比较尬的人，他的 social skills, 一些社交技能，可能有待提高啊。那你刚刚说的是 I lack social skills,、mm. or someone lacks social skills. 这个 lack 就是缺少的意思 ,L-A-C-K.
That's right, they don't have any.
对。好，那最后我想问你的词是你今天节目一开场就说的，你说你自己曾经是一个 social butterfly。
Yes, that's right. So a butterfly, of course, floats around from one place to the other very comfortably and very majestically.
对，就是蝴蝶。那么 social butterfly 就是形容很会交际，可能有的中文会翻译成交际花。但交际花在中文里面稍微有点贬义，而且它就是性别的色彩很浓嘛。Mm. However, in English, social butterfly, 第一贬义吗？第二，是不是男女都可以形容？
Great question. So actually, this one is not super defined. One person might think the phrase social butterfly is an insult, and another person might not. I think if we want to be safe here, we would say that it is mostly positive to neutral.
Okay, okay. 那么它可以形容男生吗？
So me personally, when I saw this word on the screen and I knew that we were going to talk about it today, the first image I had in my mind was of a lady.
Because butterfly, 我们就觉得比较女性化嘛。
They're beautiful. They're very, very beautiful. But that is just my own subjective interpretation. Lots of people use this phrase to talk about guys.
对，我也觉得。好，学了一连串非常有用的和 social 相关的词啊。接下来这几个词呢，well, they're not about social, 但是都能传达就是比较社恐，比较不太 social butterfly 的意思。
Right, so a pair of words that comes to mind immediately would be shy and introverted.
Yeah, actually the word shy, 很简单啊 ,S-H-Y, 比较害羞。这个是我可能社恐会想到的第一个形容词。因为比较 you know, socially anxious 的人多多少少可能都是比较 shy 的吧。
Right, exactly, exactly.
How shy 很简单，然后你刚刚另外说的一个词是什么？
That would be introverted. So we, of course, have talked about introverted and its opposite extroverted before, but even just looking at the words themselves, introverted, inside, and extroverted. So somebody who either loves being inside, being quiet, or somebody who loves being outside and talking to people.
是，这个中文翻译也很对应。Adam, 你知道 introverted 中文是什么吗？
I do know, yes.
是什么？
不是内向吗？
对，内向，对。你是比较内向还是比较外向的？
I say I would be fairly introverted.
所以 introverted 它是形容词哈，就是说 Adam is introverted, 但是也可以用名词。
I am an introvert.
对，比较内向。Once again, I think this is also a spectrum, 是吧？它是一个 range. 可能很少有人彻底说我就是一个 introvert 或者是一个 extrovert, 就是看人，看场合。
Right, so not to make this too complicated, but a lot of the time we use phrases like I'm an introverted extrovert or I'm an extroverted introvert.
对对对，因为都有那个范围，有 range 的，对吧？
Right.
好，那 well, we will end our show today with some 非常口语很接地气的表达，因为这些也是就是我和外国人交谈里面常常会听到的，比如那种不太爱去 party, 稍微有一点 social anxiety 的人经常会说我就是不喜欢那么多的人。
Right, and when there is a lot of people, that can be called a crowd. So a lot of people just yeah. don't like crowds.
Yeah, I don't like crowds. 诶，我觉得这个挺有意思的，因为如果你说 I don't like people, 这个听起来就是哦，这个会不会是个变态狂 ？You know?、
Right.
就 anti-social 反社会的那种，所以呢通常我们口语里不太会说 oh, I don't like people, 而是说 I don't like crowds, 就 I like people, you know, I like people I know, I like my friends, but I just don't enjoy going out with a bunch of people I don't know.
Right, right. You like individuals. You don't like when those individuals are in a big crowd.
Or, 怎么说就是我不认识的人啊 I don't like going out with people I don't know. I don't like hanging out with strangers, 可以这样说吗
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
好那另外有些人就很宅嘛诶宅是不是可以说 I'm a homebody?
Homebody, yes. Whatever you do, guys, just don't say you're an indoors man or a indoors lady. Yeah, just a homebody is great.
A homebody. 比较宅所以他就不爱出去。
Right. They just don't like going out.
对就 don't like going out to restaurants or, you know, networking events or parties. Right. 好诶除了 don't like 以外啊其实英语里面还可以用一个动词叫做。
We often use the word handle here, so I can't handle something. I think we've used this before when we're talking about eating spicy foods.
Right, 对的。Handle 就是我不能处理,我不能应对,是吧?所以这里不喜欢人很多,不喜欢出去,那你就可以 I can't handle crowds or I can't handle large events, parties.
Right, you can say I can't handle any of it.
Oh,这是挺严重蛮 severe 的嘛。
That's right, that's right.
哦、oh, 我最后要问你的一个问题就是中文我们也常说我这个人比较慢热。英文可以说吗 Slowly
slow
heated.
yeah. So we don't slowly heat. What we can say is warm up. So we warm up to people. Just like we were saying before about,Well, the dog will warm up to you immediately. The cat might take a little bit of time to warm up to a new person.
对，因为我们说一个人呢很热情或者这个关系很亲热，通常就是用 warm 这个形容词。所以呢，这个 to warm up to people 动词词组就是你跟人熟络、热络，对吧？但如果你比较慢热呢，你前面加一个 I'm slow to warm up to people 就可以。
Right, exactly.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿不知道我们的听众朋友 on the spectrum 就这个 range 范围啊 social anxiety 社恐的这范围里面 where do you stand?
Right, are you someone who suffers from mild anxiety or are you a social butterfly that just can't get enough of people?
大家都可以到留言专区来告诉我们好谢谢你收听我们今天的节目 We'll see you next time
All right, bye for now.